Hi, Dr. Pinsky, Dictating NIME on February 16. On a male named Ilsy, I-L-S-Y, Escribano, E-S-C-R-I-B-A-N-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Escribano as described in the reports listed above. Pretty is now a 55-year-old male who again reports that he injured his right knee at work on 2/24/07. Appeared since last seen here, he reports undergoing right total knee replacement in 2021, but he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement. Make that order for medical or temporary benefits on 1/14/16. Appeared he was then going to see Dr. Zook for reevaluation. Period on 1/7/19, a similar order was issued. Period. As per his answers to interrogatories, he simply stated, quote, my right knee condition has gotten progressively worse, period, end quote. Treatment records show Mr. Escribano was seen by Dr. Zook on 2/6/17. Period. He summarized the course of treatment that will be inserted as marked. Period. Dr. Zook diagnosed contusion of the right knee, comma, chronic patellofemoral pain syndrome, comma, and chronic synovitis of the right knee. Period. Relative to the 2/24/07 injury in question, it was his opinion that no further diagnostic testing, such as X-ray or MRI, was medically indicated. Period. She has responded to cortisone and viscosupplementation supplementation injections in the past. Period. This palliative treatment may continue to benefit her as more aggressive treatment such as surgical arthroscopy is not indicated. Period. He also emphasized the importance of a weight loss program. Period. I guess this is a female, not a male. She saw Dr. Zook again on 4/17/17 when he instilled the first in a series of orthovisc injections. These were performed over the next several weeks, the fourth of which was on 5/8/17. Period on 7/17/17. She related having a cortisone injection and recently completed orthovisc injections this past May. Period, there had been no changes in the current symptoms. Period. Dr. Zook noted an MRI from 8/10/17 revealed tears of the lateral meniscus and medial meniscus. Period MRI on 3/30/13 showed chondromalacia patella. Period. He noted that earlier MRI documented no tears of the meniscus. Period more recent MRI notes tears of both the medial and lateral meniscus. Period, he opined she required surgical intervention, as her symptoms, both subjective and clinical, are consistent with the MRI findings. Period. New paragraph. Insert the report of the MRI of the right knee on 8/10/17. Period on 11/2/17. Dr. Zook performed surgery to be inserted here. Period follow-up on 11/13/17, he documented the petitioner had also undergone left knee arthroscopy in 2010. Period Dr. Zook monitored her progress in conjunction with rehabilitation. Period, this was rendered on the dates described. Period. On 1/15/18, she underwent aspiration and corticosteroid injection to the right knee. period on 2/14/18. He wrote she was had a very large body habitus and poor muscle tone of the lower extremities. Picture required continued use of a brace, comma, physical therapy, comma, home exercise program, comma, and weight loss program. Period recovery was slowed by limited physical therapy to date and these comorbidities. Period. Ms. Escribano underwent another joint aspiration corticosteroid injection on 3/21/18. Period. She had an MR arthrogram of the knee on 3/29/18. Period. They reviewed these results on 4/17/18. Period. Another joint aspiration and corticosteroid injection was completed. Period. On 5/9/18. He noted the functional capacity results from 4/24/18. Period. It determined she was capable of working the medium physical demand level, but was not able to safely return in the EVS / stock person position. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was given. Period. She was discharged from orthopedic care. Period. New paragraph. The FCE did note she was unable to demonstrate the ability to meet the physical demand requirements of an EVS worker. Period. However, she was able to perform work in the medium physical demand category. Period. The paragraph, the petitioner returned to Dr. Zook on 1/11/19 with continued knee pain and swelling. Period. She recently underwent a need for treatment exam and further treatment was recommended. Period. This included joint aspiration, comma, cortisone injection, comma, followed by a series of viscosupplementation injections. Period. Dr. Zook instituted that plan and performed joint aspiration and corticosteroid injection on that very visit. Period. She had similar procedures done over the next several months. Period. On 7/31/19, she declined the cortisone injection. Period. He recommended a custom knee brace and opined further treatment was not necessary at that time. Period. New paragraph. She sought Dr. Zook again on 11/20/19. Period. He noted that she had recently undergone left knee arthroscopy at Rothman Institute on 10/16/19 through her commercial insurance. Period. She developed an infection which required a PICC line. Period. She was on Rocephin 1 gram daily. Period. She noted swelling and severe pain in the right knee recently and was concerned about it. Period. He performed another joint aspiration and corticosteroid injection. Period. On 12/2/19, he wrote cultures from the last aspiration were negative. Period. She was scheduled to see another orthopedist for her left knee on Wednesday and also to have her PICC line removed. Period. Yet another joint aspiration and corticosteroid injection were performed. Period. On 12/9/19, Dr. Zook wrote she was scheduled to return to work in January 2020. Period. He prescribed Tylenol number 3 for pain. Period. Another joint aspiration was performed. Period. She had a repeat knee MRI on 12/20/19 to be inserted here. period. His hub is her visit on 1-8-20. He wrote surgery was tentatively scheduled for 1-28-20 period. New paragraph, she saw Dr. Zook again on 6-1-20 due to recurrent swelling of the right knee period. She continued using crutches for ambulation period. She had another joint aspiration and cortisone injection given. Pretty wrote, she does not presently exhibit any signs of septic joint with either the right or left knees. Pretty reported being scheduled for a left total knee replacement by her other orthopedist in the next month or so, pending COVID crises. Period. She returned on 8-19-20 and underwent another joint aspiration and corticosteroid injection. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Escribano was seen by another orthopedist named Dr. Mark, M-A-R-K, on 1-22-21. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date relative to the right knee. Period. She now currently walks with a crutch. Period. She had end-stage arthritis in the knee and was here today for surgical consultation. Period. He diagnosed post-traumatic osteoarthritis of the right knee, for which he recommended total knee replacement. Period. She followed up with him post-operatively on 3-15-21, this time seeing Dr. Green, G-R-E-E-N. Period. She had undergone total knee replacement on the right about 2 weeks earlier. Period. She started to have increased pain at the knee but denied any systemic signs of infection. Period. He recommended Keflex for superficial cellulitis. Period. There were no signs of clot or deep infection. Period. She continued to be seen in this group over the next few months. Period. On 5-28-21, she told Dr. Mark she was still going to physical therapy. Period. She had good range of motion. Period. X-rays showed a Zimmer persona, total knee replacement in good position. Period. There were no radiolucencies and there was good overall alignment. Period. He recommended continued therapy and follow-up in 2 weeks. Period. She did see Dr. Mark again on 6-11-21. Period. She was still complaining of a little bit of a limp when she ambulates. Period. She had a similar issue with her left knee replacement in the past. Period. He concluded she had recovered enough that she can work full duty without any restrictions. Period. She was going to continue therapy for another month. Period. She was going to return at that juncture and most likely be close to getting to maximum medical improvement. Period. Dr. Mark wrote on 7-23-21 that she had been able to return back to full duty, although was currently unemployed. Period. This knee had actually been recovering a little faster than her previous knee replacement on the left side. Period. He advised she continue physical therapy. Period. On 8-13-21, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. She underwent preoperative medical clearance by Dr. Garla, G-A-R-L-A, on 2-11-21, period. on 2/12/21. She was seen by an internist named Dr. Talamayan, T-A-L-A-M-A-Y-A-N. Period. He noted her various laboratory studies. Period. On 3/1/21, she underwent right total knee arthroplasty for postoperative diagnosis of advanced degenerative joint disease. Period. She did have a venous Doppler ultrasound. On 3/16/21, that showed no evidence of deep vein thrombosis. But however, there was no specific patient name listed on this report. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed diminished varicosities of the right leg. Period. There were healed portal and open surgical scars about the right knee. Period. The latter measured 7 inches in length. Period. There was a similar longitudinal scar at the left knee measuring 5 inches in length. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both knees was from 0 to 90 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had superficial global tenderness to palpation about both knees and hips. Period. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a cane in her right hand but had a physiologic gait. Period. She could walk on her heels and toes with support. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 55 degrees. Period. She remained in her back brace, limiting visualization. Period. She was tender at the lumbosacral junction and then girded trochanters bilaterally. Period. The rest of this section is normal. Impressions. Ilse Escribano injured her right knee at work on 2/24/07. Period. Insert what is marked from the latest report. Period. Since evaluated here, she received orders for additional medical and or temporary benefits. Period. She returned to the care of Dr. Zook on 2/6/17. Period. He had her undergo an MRI of the right knee on 8/10/17. Period. On 11/21/17, surgery was performed to be inserted here. Period. She had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. New paragraph. She had recurrent symptoms in the right knee for which she underwent repeated joint aspirations and corticosteroid injections. Period. She also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Mark. Period. He performed surgery on the right knee on 3/1/21 to be inserted here. Period. In the midst of treatment for her right knee, the petitioner underwent a left total knee arthroplasty through her commercial insurance. Period. She continued to see Dr. Mark through 8/13/21 when he concluded she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The care and examination found her to be obese with healed scarring about both knees consistent with arthroplastic surgeries. Period. Motion of each knee was limited. Period. She was superficial and globally tender to palpation at the knees and hips. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. She ambulated using a cane on the right hand. Period. She also was utilizing a back brace. Period. New paragraph. This case now represents 15% permanent and partial disability referable to the right leg. Period. The remainder of my opinions will be inserted as marked. End.